With the new iPhone SE for less than $100 at Metro, you rule. It's the most affordable iPhone on the number one brand in prepaid. So whether you're studying online or FaceTiming.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear.
The iPhone SE has all you need. Switch to Metro and get the iPhone SE for $99.99 after rebate redemption and 6 months of service with AutoPay. Metro by T-Mobile. Rule your day. Limit one per account slash household. Requires port and ID validation. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Sunaina, and you are listening to the Keep It Alive podcast series by TalkCXO Life. Now, which is that one sport that we take to almost as soon as we start to walk? Why running, of course. Remember the joy of chasing our friends down alleys, school grounds, running away from our parents? And then what happened? Life? No. Work. This segment is dedicated to rediscovering that first joy, running. We have with us Praful Uchil, co-founder and co-trainer at Striders Miles, offering arguably one of the best training programs in the country for running. Praful has been a former national level middle distance runner, was absorbed by a large insurance corporate before he quit to follow his passion of running and helping others run. This is around the same time the Mumbai Marathon was launched. In this podcast, you will hear from Praful his journey of starting Striders, how bagging TCS as their first major corporate client set the ball rolling for Striders, and how, though anyone can take to running, it is much of a science that needs to be understood. So get set to learn how to run better, faster, and lighter without that bag. You are limitless. Hi, Praful. Welcome to the Keep It Alive series by TalkCXO Life. Now, as you know, through our KIS series, you know, we are on the lookout for people, leaders who are not only passionate about a certain specific cause or an interest, but they're working within that domain. You know, they're trying to propagate that passion. And you fit the bill, of course, to the T, because you're the co-founder of Striders, which is a fitness training group, training running enthusiasts all over the country. And of course, it comes from a passion for running. And you've remained, you've been a former national level middle distance runner. You've broken, I think, a record at university level. You also captained the Mumbai City athletic contingent at state level meet. And you've completed, I mean, you still run. You run several marathons now, even here abroad. So I'd like to begin by asking that how and when did this passion for running take root in you?
So as you know, I've been an athlete from my school days and continued it even in college. And when I did break the record at the university level, I was picked up by a corporate to work for them, or rather represent them. So the journey started from there, and I could continue my passion even at my workplace. Completely outdoor person, so was enjoying my training. And you know, when I was picked up by the corporate, I was allowed time of concession and could represent them at various national level events. All went on well till 10 years, till your form is good. But then once your form goes down and you're not, you have to, at some point in time, you have to give up your professional running career. That's what I did. And then there was something that was telling me that, you know, this is not the job that you want to do. Sitting in office from 10:30 to 5:30 and doing a desk job, that's not what you cut out for, and you need to go out and do something different. So I was still continuing my running bit in the mornings and evenings, and also tried training kids for various activity, but that was just limited during the vacations. When vacations would be there, we would get kids together and train them at the Sports Authority of India Kandivali Center, and that was maybe a month or two during vacation that we did, and then again the same back to the routine. So that's where I thought ki we need to do something at a bigger scale. And by marathon happened in Mumbai in 2004, and there was a demand for some kind of coaching for people who have never done any kind of sports or outdoor activity before. That's when ICICI Securities came in and we trained a dozen of their top executives. And they liked the training, they enjoyed it. The word spread, there are trainers like people who are ex-athletes and who want to coach people. I had my friend and my partner now, Deepak Londe, who was fresh out of NIS, National Institute of Sports. And he was a fresh graduate and I told him, let's join hands and let's take this up. So he was a little skeptical in the beginning whether it will work because he was also working with a corporate under sports quota. So then we decided let's start doing this. And initially we started with race course and Shivaji Park. I was taking care of the race course bit and very few people would come for training in the morning. But because we were passionate about it, even two people, we both would be there, two trainers and two runners being part of the entire group. And we were happy even doing that. So that's when it had picked up, running had picked up and the word had spread. And we had formed the company also in 2006. We called it the Striders. That's when people came to know and we didn't do any kind of publicity as such, but it was more of word of mouth, word of mouth kind of a thing and people started joining in. And we're still in the same thing. We do not advertise our brand as such. We do a lot of events and that's where we get seen.
You're quite prominent, I think, in the field and you have TCS, I think, as your largest.
Yeah, TCS is the largest corporate to be part of our group.
And by, when was this? When did you
This was somewhere in 2010. When Mr. Chandrasekharan, the CEO then, walked into the center and wanted to get himself trained. And that's where the journey started. And then he wanted, after a year or more than training with us, he wanted 20 of his direct reportees to train with us. We did that too. Mm-hmm. And then they said, it's time to open it to the employees of TCS.
Right.
The next stage was, it was employees and the spouses. Mm-hmm. The family would get into this. So that's how the committee has
It's amazing how the domino effect is. Right?
Yes, it is.
And how it, the vision of a leader. That
the vision of a leader is very important here because top to bottom works. Yeah.
Right. So would you see that in various other organizations as well?
Yes, there are many other organizations where the leadership takes a call. And there are a lot of these top guys who are running Mumbai Marathon now. On the road, if you see, there'll be so many of them. If you recognize them in their shorts and t-shirts, then it's... then you would know that how, so many people run there.
They play such a huge role in terms of getting running onto the platform.
Yes.
You know, and the revolution that it has caused. Now,
exactly.
Everybody wants to run.
Exactly.
It's seen as it's the biggest event, the Mumbai Marathon in India.
Yeah.
So how would you see, I mean, would you have imagined it when you began, you know, been running? You're in it because you love to run.
Yeah.
But you've been there the right time, the right place, and you could catch. I mean, you could kind of...
You can say that, yeah. Because there have been better coaches than us, even before, I mean, the people who trained us.
Right.
But they didn't have this opportunity of training people who are basically hobby runners.
Mm.
We call them hobby runners because it's not their profession.
Mm.
So, at that time, that thing was not there.
The
concept was not there.
Right.
Today, if you see in Mumbai on Marine Drive, earlier it would be like, you know, just... 5 to 6% people would be running. Now it has completely changed. There are only 5 to 6 people left, who are walking. Others are all running.
Right. So what in terms of Striders, now supposing we are a corporate client and you know we get you on board, so will you walk us through the process? What exactly really happens?
So what we do is when a corporate comes to us, we give them the proposal of that the employees can join any of the locations that we have, the 22 locations that we have.
In Bombay,
they can join any of the centers rather than trying to get them together because they all are spread out in Mumbai, right? So we have centers in Thane, Vashi. So what happens is the employees go to the center and speak to the trainer there. And the trainer has already been informed that, you know, we have a tie-up with the corporate and they go there and they join in as a beginner because they haven't done much before. So the trainer will do a little bit of hand-holding in the first week with the trainee and gradually we pick up their mileage and they're part of the big group.
So it's customized.
It's customized.
Individuals.
Yeah. So so we have groups like beginner. Then the next is a white group. Mm-hmm. Then there's a yellow group. There's a red group. Blue.
Okay.
Black is only for the full marathoners. Mm-hmm. And there's elite. Elite is other people who want to perform and who want to do a certain timing, which requires much customized training. And they are ready to put in that effort. That is the elite group.
So will that be individual?
They are part of a bigger group.
They are part of
the
elitist.
The elitist. So they would be training in their centers, but on the Sunday, different groups, different centers, the elite will run together.
And I think it makes a lot of difference when you're training in a group, especially when you're training individually. That's the strength, USP of strength.
Yes, it is. It is. So it's a mix of people from finance, sure. from and individual businessmen. So there's a lot of communication that happens while running. And we have created a WhatsApp group in all the groups, basically. Mm. So the chat that goes on in the group also, it's not only about running. It's a networking. There are so many things that happen there.
Yeah. I mean, like-minded people coming
together. Yeah. And morning, you'll find people who are out and doing some kind of a workout. They're all very positive.
You need to be a little crazy.
A little crazy also. Yes. Yes. I agree.
But in a positive way.
In a positive way, yeah.
What are the demographics of these kind of runners that you could give some kind of, in terms of maybe even demographics, in terms of male versus female, seniority in terms of, are they all from corporates, mostly only from corporates?
Not only from corporates, there are individuals also, there are businessmen also, there are hoteliers, there are, of course, senior executives from corporates. Yeah, so it's a mix of people. There are doctors who are part of our training group, lawyers, doctors, advocates. I mean, you name them and they're all here.
Yeah. So are you a part of any of these groups?
So I typically train in Powai, and the second center now I've started going is Race Course again, because that's where I started from. I go on the alternate day. So our training happens on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So if you go all days, you can cover two centers. But my Monday, Wednesday, Friday is dedicated to Powai, and the another 3 days I try to switch. I try to go to some other center, like Bandra, or there is one Oberoi Splendor in Jogeshwari. I go there.
Do all want Praful? Is it like, we need Praful?
No. Earlier we thought it is
it could be a thing,
but then we have managed to train our trainers very well, and you know, they just
train the trainers,
the T3 program that happens annually.
Right.
Plus, we have a Tuesday meetings in our office, the office which you saw, the small office that we have. So all trainers get in there, and we decide the program. So whether it's a Praful or a Deepak, it doesn't make a difference now. The trainer.
Actually, initially it would have made. Something.
Initially, yes. Initially, it did. Like, you know, they would want a particular person, or maybe the. It's always.
Yeah,
it's always
a.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is the best and I have
yeah,
to be
has to be there. Yeah. So we just took a back step. We started watching people, the trainers do their workout, do their program. And gradually we have taken a back step. We do not get into the actual training. The training is done by the trainer now.
I'm very intrigued to know that this running, why is it so, it's easily available. Anyone can just start running.
Yeah.
So when you speak of training, what exactly really does it constitute? Some people might say, what can you really train in running? Is it that much of a science in itself?
Yeah, there is a lot of science in this. There is a lot of reading that needs to be done. And there are individuals who have some issues, some kind of running posture which is not right. Suppose somebody thinks of doing a marathon, and many people do this. They register for the marathon and they pick up and they start running immediately and they land up in injury.
Right.
Injury is the biggest setback as far as running is concerned. Though it looks very simple, but it is not. You need to gradually pick up your pace or your distance. It requires 6-7 months of training. It's not just, that 3 months I train and I would be running a full marathon. No.
Right.
We tell them not to do it. Whoever comes to us and with the aspiration of doing a full marathon in the first year, we tell them no. It's not possible to do that. You need to start from here and year-long training, do a 21. And then after we see your timing and your performance, we will train you for the full marathon.
So when you develop this program, the first go with your partner. So how did you come about this entire various this routine and this is how it's going to be, and did it help? Did you have to go to and fro? Was it how did you
so
come about
we were blessed with a very good coach, Mr. Varghese.
Okay.
Mr. Santosh Varghi from Sports Authority of India. He trained me and Deepak also. Deepak was a junior, and I had actually trained with sir in the first batch. So we had a very good rapport with him, and you know, he's part of Striders now. He retired from his job, and then we told him to join us. So he's been a guiding light for us, and he was a professional coach basically. So we have picked up a lot of things from him, and we implement that over here. Typically, what happens is the athletic training that we did was very rigorous, and that cannot be replicated over here. Yeah. So we had to moderate it. Yeah. We had to pull down the intensity of the workout. Mm-hmm. That is what has worked.
So do you keep on going back to the drawing board and saying that this works? Even now that happens?
Yeah, that happens now. Yeah. So individually, if we have to prepare somebody for an event, for example, now Deepak is running the Boston Marathon with the group. There are around 25-30 of them who are doing the Boston Marathon. Mm-hmm. And Deepak is training with them. Even the chairman, Mr. Chandrasekharan, is running the Boston with Deepak. So they are training together, and there are a bunch of other people. And the program is typically designed, but the intensity of the workout will vary from person to person. So the pace that when we say like the workout pace will be different for different people.
So do you need a swimmer's body, athlete's body also, and runner's body?
Yeah, but here we will not be able to find that because typically, as I told you, for so many years people have done nothing and then they want to do,
sitting like there are no place, even in Bombay, metros like us, we don't have the infrastructure to just
that's
follow and very physically active.
Right. So only in the mornings you're able to train, because go to Shivaji Park or go to Juhu Beach or go to one of the centers, wherever we are training in the morning. Evening it's crazy, right? You cannot be doing anything there. So otherwise, I think Bombay has enough space for people who are passionate about running, can go out and run. When we were training, it would be a problem because many people wouldn't be running. So either a dog would chase you, or you know, that would be a problem. But now even the pets or the dogs,
dog is smart now.
They understand.
They know that you're running.
Yeah. So they don't chase you.
He must know. So all the dogs know on the street, and there they go.
Yeah, yeah. So in fact, there is a dog which runs from Shivaji Park to Nariman Point with the runners.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So he's very smart. He's called the one-eyed dog. You would have, read it in midday. He's got only one eye, and he runs with the group. And he's very smart. Whenever there is a territory where he's not supposed to be, he comes in between the runners, and you know, he runs with them. And then some lady from Shivaji Park would come and fetch the dog from Nariman Point, take it back in the car, and that's kind of
that's a story.
Yeah, that's a story.
Oh, very nice. So the training program, so typically only in the morning, is it? Or is it there throughout the day?
No, we do for kids in the evening, but morning is typically for our
working professionals. And that would entail running. Primarily
running as well as strengthening. There are a lot of things that we do with medicine ball, the TheraBand. So we have seasons basically. Now this is typically off season for the Mumbai Marathon. If you're somebody training for the Mumbai Marathon, which happens in January, this is off season. And then again, we build up mileage. It's difficult to build up mileage in April, May because of the weather. It is too hot. There we concentrate on building their muscles, building their joints, and you know, that is what happens. And once the rain starts, then we pick up the mileage slowly. And we do the Sunday runs at Nariman Point. Everybody comes there.
So is there like a typical, like a peak season? I was going to ask, is there peak season for enrollments and things like that?
No, this is round the year program. So people join in any time, and we set their goals accordingly. Tell them not to be too ambitious. If it is later part of the year, or else if they join in at this point in time, they are good enough to do the Mumbai Marathon.
So if I'm a beginner and I want to join, if I want to train for a half marathon next year, or not a full, but a half, then how typically, how many months before do I join?
6 months is what is required. But that's cutting it too fine. We would require a little bit of off-season training that I call now, the strengthening and all, so that you know we are able to do better workouts in the season.
And are you online?
We are using technology now. we are using Strava. We have built our own app. So okay. Now we'll be able to track all our runners.
I was wondering that yeah. you have your own app.
Yeah, so we
app,
have our own
it
app.
It should help you, right?
Yes. So that has been built up now. Mm-hmm. Up so many years, yeah. We did that. And now wherever a person runs, and if he's running with a Garmin or a GPS watch,
right.
then we'll be able to track it. We can track him or her wherever.
The progress and the...
Progress. The progress and the pace. And then we can give the comment like, you know, oh, you shouldn't have gone so fast. You could have slowed down a little bit.
So that will also help you in the sense where you don't have to be there. And then anyone can also
remotely,
do it, right?
Remotely people can, yeah.
So you can even start online programs like that.
Yes. Right? We haven't done that yet, but then we can do that.
I think that should be
yes,
a good thing.
It would be a good thing.
Does diet also come into this?
Yeah. So typically we just give a general idea about the diet. But then if somebody wants to go specific, there are people in the field. And we recommend go and meet the nutritionist. And just go to a general dietitian who doesn't understand the intensity of the workout. Somebody who is a runner and who can understand what goes into this kind of training will be able to give you better nutrition.
Mm. So from ICICI Securities to right now, how many years?
Now it is 12 years. Yeah.
12 years. So have you seen any change in the sense of even getting the idea for people coming and approaching you by themselves, or has it always been that you've got that kind of that people? I mean, the tight connect has always been.
Yeah, so it has always, I mean, somebody from ex-corporate would be running with us, and then he or she would come up with the idea that, you know, why don't we do it for the company? And then the HR gets into the picture, or the admin gets into the act, and then we send out a proposal. We do not go directly and pitch to anybody as such. It's typically been there, and we're lucky to have people coming to us rather than we going and talking to them.
So what's feedback that you've got in terms of, you know, after this program? In terms of in corporates or individual, in just maybe some kind of an enhancement or value that Striders has been able to?
Striders, typically the program is not very easy. It is not very tough that you get injured. So it is somewhere where it is, you know, we understand the person's capability and design the program accordingly. Mm-hmm. So it has the groups that I'm talking of, the beginners, wide group. The only thing that changes is the workout remains the same, but the intensity varies. So right. there's less injury, mm-hmm. and we can graduate a person from beginner to white, from white to yellow, yellow to red. But that happens only when we see some results. So we do a time trial kind of a run on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. It will be a 10K run. We would have that person's previous record for how long that person has taken to do a 10-kilometer run. And now we would compare. And then if the parameters are good, that person changes the group.
So there's a continuous assessment of that person.
Yeah, there is a continuous assessment of the person.
So you assign the group. So within the group, there are groups?
Within the group, yeah. There'll be A, B, C, D kind of thing. So that is typically only very little difference in the pace. That's all.
It's just the pace that matters.
Yeah, like the pace that matters, yeah.
Right. And how much the stamina.
Yeah, so again, now suppose somebody wants to do a 4-hour full marathon. So he's part of the elite group, and then he wants to do a sub-4. So there'll be a 3:45 to 4, there'll be a group in that, and he'll be running with that group and getting used to that kind of pace.
It also helps, I think, in motivating them to reach
that. Yeah, you know, yeah. So there's always an aspiration that, you know, I would want to do a full in some point of time. And after doing a full, I want to aim for a better time. That also is provided by us. And then after doing that, they would want to increase the distance to ultra, as I told you. 89 kilometers. Yeah. It's crazy distance, actually.
Right.
And you had just 12 hours to complete the course.
How many of them? I mean, there are people.
In our group now?
Yeah.
It has increased. Initially, there were just 5-6 of them. Now, we have, I think, 5-6 from each and every center who wants to do an ultra.
Oh, okay. Typically happens in South Africa.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Right. That's some kind of aspiration.
It is something.
So what really takes to really stand that kind of strenuous
training?
Something that seems impossible.
Yeah. So what?
And how long do you really need to train for an ultra?
See, typically you'll have to do a distance of 60 kilometers at least on one stretch. So what they do is they go to Lonavala from here. They go overnight and they would start at 2:00 in the morning, start running because the weather is still better then, and try to finish their workout by 8:00 in the morning. So that's how it happens. So we also organized an ultra this year in Lonavala. It was called the Tata Ultra. Last year we had around 300 people running the distance of 35 and 50. We didn't do the 89. It is 35 and 50. And this year we did 800 people. And we actually don't want to grow it big in numbers because it is important that, you know, we are able to focus, and people who are not capable of doing this kind of run should not register themselves over. So the registration process is also kind of monitored. We ask for certificates and then enroll them.
So what kind of certificates?
Some timing certificate, which for the 50, you should definitely have done a full marathon. You would have done a full marathon. And for the 35, people who have done 21 and aspire to do the 42 next year. That's the distance. That's why we have kept that 35.
So you really have to know, right, what really entails each of these ultra runs and world major marathons and all of that.
So
you will also have to, that's why you also, I think, keep running.
Yeah, we keep running so that we understand. And I have typically enjoyed New York because it's a beautiful course. Starts from one end and finishes in Manhattan. And
I think New York is quite a favorite among
them. It is a favorite because of crowd participation as well as the weather. Weather is always good at that time. And I think typically it's the crowd that pulls you on.
The audience participation matters, which is quite dismal here.
You see in pockets are out of their comfort zone and coming on the road and helping runners complete the 42
km. Otherwise, it's the dogs. So have you had people they might not have lofty ambitions or goals and they surprise themselves, or you kind of see the potential and tell them you can actually do it? Does it work like that, or does it work come from within?
It does both ways. Basically, sometimes we need to tell them that, you know, you have the potential of doing this and you should work towards it. And at times people come and tell us their goals, and then we kind of sit and talk to them and try to understand whether it's possible. Like, you know, we do not want to give somebody who has done a 3 hour run for a 21 kilometer and then wanting to do a 2 hour or 2:15, cutting down so much time in certain, it's not possible. And we make them understand this, that, you know, it's not possible to do it.
Do you have a report, the credit report card? Like one flashing, you got A, you got B.
No, we don't do that.
God. With the app, maybe you can do something like that.
App also, we have given them passwords, so it is protected well. Nobody can see their...
But the people who want to show off can show off.
Right? They can do it. People who want to do it can do it.
Yeah. In terms of cities and metros, are you mostly prevalent in metros only across India, the locations?
No, it's we are almost there everywhere now, at least.
Predominantly, is it the north or the south? Or is there
it's a mixer, basically. We right from Delhi to Trivandrum, Chennai, Hyderabad. Trivandrum. South, there are many more centers than the north. But we are also present in the east, like Bhubaneswar, and we are also doing something in Tata Nagar, Jamshedpur, opening up a few centers there. We see potential there. We see a lot of people. And there has been an athletic background to that place. Somehow it has died down, and we want to revive that entire running culture there.
So how do you pick up these centers, and how do you know that? How do you
typically there'll be a corporate would be wanting to do pan India, so then we go
one
with
of
them
the center,
one of the centers
like
yeah
that's how you ingress into it, that's how you primarily
yes
do that.
Yes, that's how we do with the corporate. Not that, you know, we just want to start a retail center somewhere. No, first it will be the corporate, and then we'll open it out to the general public.
Has there been some kind of distinction in terms of the people, I mean the way they take to the program in metros versus
it is so similar. I mean it's very good actually. It is the same kind of profile, same kind of the program that runs, and it is doing wonderfully everywhere.
So the trainers that you get in, so most of them are they local, based out of the local place?
No, here in Mumbai we have got a lot of trainers typically from Kerala, and Kerala being a sports loving city, there are a lot of these athletes who have come to the national level and done well at the national level. But
I can see this Malayalam calendar.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, so they kind of wouldn't have got into a job, and typically then they would be getting into some job job which is not for them. So we pick up these guys and we say, okay, there's an opportunity over here. If you want to do something that you are already passionate about and you're already doing it. And our coach, Santosh Varghese, is the person who is responsible.
He's still driving
that. Yeah, he's still driving that, and he's getting the trainers, and he identifies these trainers and gets them here.
So there's a training center here where all the trainers accumulate and you all meet up and then you all train the trainers and then they go out and spread it. Is it like that?
Yeah, so whenever we have to open a center outside, if you find a local guy there, he has to come to Mumbai and learn our process. And then he is put out and then he goes and does his work on the floor.
So where we are right now,
that is the center. Yes, that's the center.
Yeah, this is where we are.
Yes.
Where you get the people here.
Get the people here, and they are almost here for a month and understanding our kind of training. And we do let them train people over here also. Once you're confident that they are able to handle it.
Like a internship.
Internship, exactly. Yes. Yes. That's
okay. Right. So when they go back, so how do you progress? The progression of what they are kind of handing over? Is there a process?
Yeah, the workouts that we design over here, it goes to them also. And there's a kind of an audit also happens. Our trainers from here, the senior guys from here, me and Deepak also, we travel to these cities, have a look at how these guys are doing. So there's some kind of an audit that happens.
It must feel fabulous, right, Praful? I mean, to get so many people who are really passionate about it, which wasn't even thought, or you can't think it so many years back.
Yes.
But now you have given so many people this option.
Yeah, so it feels good actually that, you know, people who have done well in sports, typically, I don't know, maybe they were not good in studies also. Like
but
me.
You can't expect the fish to climb the tree, right?
Yeah, that's what. Exactly. Exactly. So that's...
We need to change that.
We need to change that. And it has given them such a high coming here.
It's a relief.
And people are listening to you. You know, people who's listening to you?
Exactly.
The doctors, the professionals are listening to you.
Right.
And they're following your program. That's a real good high.
Right, I'm sure. And all thanks to you and your vision. So, you said you also train kids, right?
Yes.
Which is quite surprising.
Yeah.
So, what is the young...
So, as I told you, the kids program, we had done it earlier before starting Striders.
Right.
It was Striders only, but then it was only training kids. So, we are still thinking that, you know, we should be focusing on the talent and getting them the... Typically, we are not doing an athletic-based training. We are giving them general fitness. That child might be pursuing tennis. So, but the fitness happens here. The fitness that is required, we train them in the evenings. Sorry?
What kind of fitness?
General fitness. Now, any kind of game you want to pursue, you need a general fitness.
Right.
So, athletics is called the mother of all sports.
Sure.
It has a meaning to it because... Mm. That's what you need to do. Even if you're a tennis player or football player, you have to be an athlete. So the agility, the mobility and the strengthening exercises, all this is taken care of by us over here. And then even the parents have seen progress, the kid progress in their own field. Like somebody's pursuing football and, you know, doing better than what he used to do before.
And you also provide some kind of training for state level and national?
No, but what we do is we have got these young boys who do the cross-country running and, you know, they are still students and they are part of Striders also. So what we have done is we call them in the morning for our center and they assist our trainers. And evening they do their running bit, their training.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with their coach. So here we provide them some kind of financial support that, you know, they can continue their training. They're not all from a good, well-off background. So this is the kind of a thing that we are trying to build.
Yeah,
so there's a good line of around 10 young boys who are part of it and they're active in sports right now. And they are pursuing their career in
that's
that
fabulous.
Level. That's good. Yeah.
No power to you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
So with the kids, what is the age bracket as in
that? Oh, 8 to 14 is what we use.
8 to 14?
Yeah.
That's the right age to tap.
Yeah, because the younger kids will not understand the training and it will create more of a nuisance than for the others.
Around
So that's why the age is from 8.
So kids, are they serious? I mean, quite serious when it comes to their...
It again depends on the trainer who is handling them. And our trainers are good. They kind
Something
of keep them in control.
Games, sure.
You know, it's a different ball game altogether.
Yeah, they can be the most demanding, I think.
Demanding.
So what are the myths that you can see in terms of running? that if I want to start running, what are some of the myths?
That road running is bad, number one. I think that's the top of the list. And running is not for me.
Right. running is not for me.
As a kid, we have run so much in our compound. We have played so much. But somehow our lifestyle, because of our lifestyle or because of, you know, not giving so much importance to sports and more to academics, people have drifted away from it and they have never gone back to play. And so that's what we see when they come in the morning and they do all these drills and all. These are the drills that we used to do as a child, you know, and you know, in school days.
Right.
These were the drills that we were doing. And they're so happy doing it, getting back to the basics, basically. Yeah, that's what we call it.
So, any other kind of myths that you see in terms of...
The breathing technique. People, when we were in school and all, we were told you should be keeping your mouth shut. And people would stuff, something in their mouth so that only nasal breathing happens.
Mm-hmm.
These were the myths, and we have told them not to do that. Do a proper, easy breathing. You can breathe into your mouth, breathe into your nostrils. And
so to what extent are injuries avoidable when, you know, when you're talking of training and all that? Because that's the most scariest part, I think.
Yeah. So, again, as I told you, the first part is the running posture. Mm-hmm. And if that is not right, you're bound to get injured at mm-hmm. some point in time. And doing too much of hill running, too much of mm-hmm. downslope running, these mm-hmm. are the things that you have to be a little careful and you should know how to do it.
Absolutely.
So, this is where we train people and yeah.
What are your thoughts on barefoot running?
We do not encourage barefoot running typically because the roads are not... See, as I drive... That also is a plan which I mean there are people who do that, but now you drive down the road and you see so many nails
which are stuck
into your car tires, right? Mm-hmm. How can you, I mean, it's difficult. They would have definitely got injured, and mm-hmm. the roads are not so good that, you know, you can do a barefoot running over here.
So is it just because of that?
Yeah, it's just because of that. Yeah.
Otherwise
it's fine. People in rural India, when we were also mm-hmm. doing our athletics, they were running barefoot. There are many people who used to run barefoot. From people from Satara, people from Kolhapur.
Yeah.
I have seen so many boys and girls running barefoot.
Yeah, in fact, most of these, even our Indian athletes who
from
the poorer backgrounds,
who
didn't have shoes to even
exactly.
run,
so
you know, before
qualifying. Now also we have people who are doing it.
Okay, so one question about women.
Yeah.
How has the response of women been in this entire thing?
Earlier, we wouldn't have too much of women coming into the center. Mm-hmm. Now, what is happening is there are a lot of couples who are part of Striders.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the husband has trained and...
So the wife has to kind of...
Somehow it has worked well. They also have seen the change in the partner and mm. how his lifestyle or her lifestyle has changed. So I'll just tell you a typical thing, like, you know, Sundays is the long run, so Saturday party is out. It doesn't mean that, you know, you don't party. They do it on Friday. That's how it has, maybe it has come together.
Maybe
that
like
way.
Like a lifestyle, I mean, change.
Yeah.
You know,
so these groups also meet quite often, you know, within, if I say
right.
like, you know,
I was gonna ask,
today there is...
Online also they might be meeting.
They meet. So they organize an annual party also, which we also do after the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
We do organize a party for all our runners, and typically everybody comes in and has a good time on the day of the marathon itself, that evening. So there's a lot of freshness in the mind, you know, how we have done, what we have done.
All come with their medals on?
No, medals, but then difficult to spot them because they are in their party wear, and you know, we have never seen them. So it's good fun to, you know, so I typically wear a cap to my training.
Right.
So when without a cap, like, oh, you're purple then.
When did you know that you want to run so much? I mean, were you?
No,
your mom used to hit you, used to run, and no one could catch you.
No. It was typically I was the youngest in the family, and all the and we used to live on the third floor without a lift. I would have a cycle down, and whenever there were small things required in the house, like, you know, it was always me because my brothers would not budge.
The youngest one
had to run down, and you know. Then go to the shop, get those things. So I was pretty active, and it was good that, you know, I was given that responsibility. And of course, family helped, like, you know, my brothers, my parents, they all contributed a lot to my career, and they pushed me. Basically, they wanted me to do well in sports. That's how it is.
So who would you say has, you know, who's been the biggest motivator in your life?
Yes, from the time I started Striders, it's my wife, Swapna. She is a yoga instructor She has given up her IT career and got into yoga. She was also an athlete earlier.
Who is it?
Yeah, so she understood the,
what goes into it. The sacrifices.
Typically, our training happens in the morning. So sometimes we have to get up early in the morning at 3:30. And I am a very sound sleeper. I cannot hear the alarm at all. I cannot hear it. I mean, do whatever, I will not get up. So she sets the alarm. Mm-hmm. She gets up.
Oh,
and can you believe it? At 4:30, I have a cup of tea in front of me so that, you know, I can go for my training.
Yeah? Oh my God.
So that's the kind of contribution she has given
me. Okay, my husband should not be listening to that. So how did you meet your wife? I'm sorry.
She was part of my community though, and we met at a social function.
Community would be the cultural?
The community, we are from Mangalore.
Okay.
She's also from that side of.
We all bonded over running, is it?
Not really. When I was doing my athletics, she had also was part of one of the teams.
Okay.
So, but we met only after after college.
Oh my.
I was out of college and she had. So we are from the same college, but right. I was already a graduate and she had come into senior college.
Mm-hmm. Destiny.
Yeah.
And the stuff that Karan Johar movies are made.
Yeah, actually.
So you even work out, right? So what time do you get up? How is your routine like?
I work out with the group. So if I have to go there and if I have to do a better distance or more distance than what others need to do, I will have to reach there at least half an hour, 45 minutes before the first person comes into the center. Mm-hmm. So that I am able to do my my routine
and then
join them for the rest of the program.
So that will constitute how many hours?
So typically two and a half hours.
Yes.
In the morning. So that's why I said 4:30 or 3:30 is the time sometimes you have to be up.
You had dreamt about representing India maybe at an international level.
Yeah, that was always a thought, but then competition was pretty high at that time. And though I did go represent, I went to the national level, but I never won a medal there.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a thing, I would have loved to do that, get a medal at the national level.
What do you think has changed in terms of athletics in India?
Yeah, there's a lot of awareness now. The small towns, small cities like Bhubaneswar and all these places, there are so much of awareness, and there are a lot of people who have got into athletics again. During our time, there was quite a lot of, but there was a lull in between. People
right.
who were not so keen because typically there was no infrastructure over here in Mumbai too. But now we have a couple of tracks that we can train people and, you know, and build that kind of community.
So what has been your most rewarding experience so far, Prabhu?
Having the CEO of TCS join us at that point in time, which was a turning point for Striders, and the journey has taken a different route altogether post that. And that has been the topmost thing that has happened to Striders.
When you backed TCS, did you sleep that night?
he didn't give us everything together, right? of course. And then so it was good. I mean, we were lucky that, you know, he chose Striders.
And that's when you probably realized that we got TCS, this should work. I mean, you know, it kind of validates entire.
The thing is that he has seen value in it. And he has taken that step of, you know, these are the guys who can do the job. And it has worked, basically.
So I'll end with this question, you know, be limitless is your tagline.
Yeah.
You know, what have you said for yourself or even Striders? I don't know if it's merged, your identity has merged with Striders.
Okay.
So what have you said for yourself that's boundless?
So I'll tell you the first tagline that we started first.
Yeah.
Small steps to big strides.
Okay.
So that happened.
Yeah,
small
that
steps
happened.
To big
you
strides happened.
It.
Yeah. It happened. And now when I'm talking of this Ironman, I'm talking of the ultra marathons and other things. That is being limitless. That is where, you know, there is no limit to human capabilities.
Yeah.
They can, if you think about it and you want to achieve it, there are ways and there are training programs and there are a lot of people who can help you achieve that goal.
More power to all of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
at Kohl's. Take an extra 25% off top active brands, including Under Armour for her. Get Nike shoes for the family, $48.75 and under, and save on Levi's denim for the family. Plus, get limited contact store drive up, and get even more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. 25% off Under Armour ends August 9th. Nike ends August 8th. Levi's sale ends August 30th. Offers and coupons do not apply. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.